Semyon wasn't complaining. His past was simply his past. He didn't have a chip on his shoulder. He knew his accent would always set him apart, but the rest seemed little more than lines in an imaginary biography. "Sounds like a fun childhood," Owen commented, leaning back so his chair touched the wall. Semyon shrugged. "In Newark, I was a Russian kid in an all-black grade school. I got beat up a lot. In Houston, I was a Russian kid in an all-black high school. I got beat up a lot there, too." Owen whistled. "Fuck, I thought I had it bad being the only kid who could do long division in dumb fuck Indiana. That sounds pretty grim." Actually, it was much worse than it sounded. What Semyon had left out was that his family had escaped Russia by way of an Orthodox Jewish charity that had come to Moscow to help refuseniks, Jews who had been denied visas because of their religion. The thing was, Semyon's family wasn't really all that Jewish. Ethnically, sure, but they didn't know shit about the religion, had never been to temple, never even celebrated a holiday. They were just looking for a way out. When Semyon and his parents had arrived in Newark, they'd found themselves swallowed up by a black-hatted cult. Not just Orthodox, actual zealots. Strict fundamentalists who believed it was their religious mission to educate the poor, misguided Slavs who had lost their spiritual selves to the communist state. The unpleasant experience had culminated for Semyon when, at the age of 10, he was dragged to the local hospital by two rabbis and forced to undergo an elective circumcision. But Semyon wasn't going to go into all that with someone he'd just met, even though Owen seemed cool enough. "I got over it," Semyon said, shrugging. But Owen wasn't listening anymore. His attention had shifted toward the doorway. A girl had just strolled through, and most of the eyes in the room were following her progress across the classroom. Tall, slender, with a shock of messy blonde hair and ivory, almost transparent skin. A classic beauty, even in jeans and a puffy blue sweater, with barely any makeup or jewelry, just tiny dots of silver in the lobes of her ears and a whisper of red on her full, rounded lips. "Who the hell is that?" Semyon asked. "I don't think I've ever seen her around the computer lab." "Allie Simpson," Owen said. She had taken a chair two rows up. Blythe.